The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Down to Biscayne. Yikes. Five on the floor. Ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing. You can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars. Wearing bubble frogs. Just like Butler said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing. Got an all band. Y'all seen the block. Stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust. It's power, have the guts. We here to bring the heat. Y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
Welcome back to another edition of Five on the Floor Live. I'm your host, Greg Sylvander. With me, we have Brady Hawk. You can follow him on Twitter at BradyHawk305, and Eternal Bast. You can follow him on Twitter at Eternal Bast. We are going to recap the Miami Heat's 107-100 loss in Oklahoma City. This is now three straight on the road that they've lost. And there were some moments in this game where they looked good, but ultimately it just was not enough. Before we do, though, want to shout out to everybody. You got to get on Off the Floor. That's our new Discord server. It's very similar to the chat that you were in on Twitter, but on steroids, because there's so many different elements to this with the draft. We have the transactions, we have the host updates, we have the main thing chat where we're talking about all kinds of stuff, other NBA games. $2.99 on desktop, $3.99 on your Apple device. Off the Floor, sign up for Discord, download the Discord app. That's the way to go for the best Miami Heat coverage out there. And you'll get to do it with the most informed fans. No personal attacks. So it's a safe space to have fun and talk Miami Heat basketball. So this was not a good one. Bam Adebayo continues to struggle. The Heat had their moments tonight. We have some surprises that happened that we didn't expect to see. But ultimately, they come up short again. This is against two good teams on the road. They came up short twice. It just kind of, I think, illustrates how hard it is to go on these road trips and get victories against these top teams. Brady, your initial thoughts on tonight's game. We'll hold on the surprise of tonight. But let's hone in on Bam just to kind of get that out of the way. I think a lot of people are going to be asking what the heck's going on with him. I mean, we see it here in the comments. As you see, Bam is in his head for real. There's people that are saying that, he's being small and it killed us as usual. So I think that this is going to be a reoccurring theme. How did you feel about Bam's game tonight and the overall play of the team?
No doubt it was a problem. Like, that's why we needed to start here and talk about it, because it's gotten to the point now over 24 hours. He's hurt them in two straight games and two straight losses. And it gets to a point where when you're being leaned on as the second best player in the team, it just can't happen consistently. What is going on specifically is kind of the question I feel like that keeps being thrown out there. That comment right there, like he's in his head. Like, there's no doubt about it. You could just tell. And the one thing that I point to is the free throws. Like, he's getting, even when he gets to the line, like, these free throws have been shaky recently. And it just seems like he's just doubting himself. Like, there's too many points. Like, the 1-for-9 shooting is one thing, which is just not okay. But the turnovers is what shows me that he's really in his head, because there's too many points where it seems like, okay, he can get to his spot and get a shot, but he's so doubting it that now he's forcing a kick out that's not there, because the team is not helping off their weak side shooters, and it's a steal. It's going the other direction. Then he had the one kind of where I think it was Hawkes switched dunker spots, and Bam just threw a pass out of bounds on that baseline. It's like, he's just in his head right now. He just is. And his kind of kicking into this inefficiency. And, you know, Jimmy has also, like, Jimmy put up numbers tonight as well, but I felt like he was definitely not at his best for a majority of that game. But Bam's kind of the focal point here. And the reason I bring up Jimmy is because even when Jimmy has his down games, he's able to get to the line a ton. Yeah. So it's almost like he can outweigh it and say, okay, well, he did this, and he still put up the box score numbers. Bam doesn't get is not getting the whistle, like a friendly whistle, that it's like, if he's inefficient, he's inefficient. Like, he better get to his spots and hit shots, because he's not gonna get to the free throw line consistently anyway. So, 5 points, 1 for 9. Like, not to box score watch and harp on it, but like, you can't have that in a game like this on the road against the top tier team in the West when you needed them. And you're already down, as much as everybody likes to talk about, like, losing Tyler Hero is no problem. You're down a Tyler Hero. You're down a 20-point-per-game scorer. You cannot have that type of performance. So it hurt them. It did. And it felt like they actually went on some runs there with Jovic at the five. Like, it felt like he provided, because he was playing confidently. Like, he was playing with his head up. He was playing with an ability to get the shot up. And he wasn't afraid to attack. So, yeah, he seems like he's in his head right now, and maybe some, you know, a pair of home games coming up, you know, an easier one coming up on Sunday. Hopefully he can get out of this rut he's in, but it's a problem right now.
It is. They never last long, but right now it is. It's been ugly for Bam. There's no way around it. I mean, even if you look recently at his shooting numbers, I mean, you're talking 8 of 17, 5 of 14, 1 of 9 tonight. So that shooting can creep into other parts of your game. The commenters are just going crazy here with some of the some of the overreactions to it, though. Eternal, your thoughts on Bam, but not only Bam. Let's shift the focus to Jimmy. I think everybody can see that the gamer of the night's not going to be Bam or Jimmy, unfortunately. Jimmy almost had a triple-double. He played well tonight, 20 points, 10 rebounds, 8 assists, but it was a quiet kind of 20. It was a quiet almost triple-double. Your thoughts on the game itself, but Bam and Jimmy as well, as they led the team.
Yeah, I kind of agree with everybody else, right? Like, I agree with Brady. We talked about it on Playback. Make sure you guys come join us on Playback. I felt like Bam was in his head. You know, you can kind of tell against Dallas last night that he was kind of bothered a little bit by the length. I'm not going to say that Bam is small. We've seen him play, you know, this season against Jaren Jackson, against Miles Turner, against AD and all of those things. So I'm not going to do Bam like that. But I do think he is in his head, whether that's on court or off court, who knows? I'm not going to speculate. But he gave up a rebound last night that resulted in the three. There was a tip out tonight with Lou Dort, with Jaime and Bam kind of like draped all over him. He tipped it out and it resulted in a three. So, you know, those are just crucial, crucial baskets that you can't give up when you actually have a chance, you know, to get the rebound. And those are the 50-50 plays that you can kind of tell Brady Greg was kind of pissing Spo off during the night, you know. Yeah. Because again, like, how many games in the row have we been talking about, like, Miami losing, you know, that kind of rebound battle where they're giving up so many offensive rebounds, which are resulting in second chance points. I just looked kind of to have your back, Greg. You know, Miami didn't lose three on a row straight, but in those games, so you had the Nuggets, Trailblazers, Kings, Pistons, Mavericks, and tonight the Thunder. Again, you know, just giving up offense, crucial, crucial offensive rebounds. And I'm not going to even say sometimes, Brady, they're not boxing out, because they do box out sometimes and they're still not getting the rebound, you know? So don't know what's going on there, but I would say definitely, you know, you can't have these type of games from Bam offensively and not get, you know, something somewhere else where he's just, you know, making a monumental impact on the game. I'm cool, like I said, on Playback. You're not going to have your best night every night, just like Jimmy didn't have his best night tonight. But, I mean, he still almost gave you a triple-double. So, I mean, let's get something else from you, because you're supposed to be a top 15 player in the league and a two-way elite player. You got to have something, especially with, you know, Chet not having a great night tonight. Jalen Williams didn't really give you anything thunderous. You got out of Jalen Williams. Let's see. Give me a second. Jalen Williams gave you 15 points. 4 assists and 5 rebounds.
I mean, between those guys, even Josh Giddey, I mean, Chet Holmgren only getting 7 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. You're right. They kind of held all those guys at bay, but there's one guy that they didn't hold at bay. We're going to talk about him next as the Rocky Sports Gamer of the Night.
And now on 5 on the Floor, it's time for the Gamer of the Night, sponsored by Rock Esports Center, the place to eat, drink, and play all day. Host your next birthday party with them. Located at 15305 South Dixie Highway in Palmetto Bay, they've got a 5,500-square-foot state-of-the-art center equipped with all the high-end power. Play all-day passes available for just $25, but if you mention 5 reasons, it's just $20. So mention 5 reasons or 5 RSN, you get to play all day for $20. And now, the Gamer of the Night.
So if I had an MVP vote, he would be my MVP. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 37 points, 13 of 25 from the field, 9 of 11 from the free throw line, 2 of 7 from 3, 5 rebounds, 6 assists, only 1 turnover, 2 blocks and a steal. And the dude is just so smooth with the way he plays the game. He is the Gamer of the Night. I'm not even going to ask either one of y'all, what could they have done to stop him? Because nobody stops Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. But I do, I'm interested in both of your takes on SGA. So make sure that as we come around the mountain here, you get the opportunity to speak on the Gamer of the Night. But let's talk about the surprise of the night. And that was with Eric Spoelstra inserting a brand new Miami Heat player into the mix that I don't think many thought would get minutes tonight. And that's Patty Mills. And he showed up and he showed out. He played really well. It was primarily a first half effort that really jumped out at everybody, but it was a contributing factor in the game. And I think everyone was pretty surprised to see him play. Eternal was one of them. I think that a lot of people thought with SGA playing as well as he was and being the Gamer of the Night and being probably the favorite for Gamer of the Night, that DeLon Wright and his point of attack defense and just overall physical defense would be the kind of player that would get that run, but he wasn't. Eternal, your thoughts on the idea to go with Patty Mills, what you saw from Patty Mills, and then just also maybe if you had done anything differently, what you would have done on SGA since he was our Gamer of the Night.
Man, first and foremost, that was a funny, very, very funny moment because I think we all reacted at the same time. Like, damn, he's playing Patty Mills. And then immediately, Brady Gregg, Patty Mills hits a 3. And it was like, oh, okay. And then he hits another 3 and then another 3. And so, like, you got to see the plays. And not only that, but he, you know, drew a potential charge in there. So, I mean, you got to see what you wanted. I think he had 11 points in 7 minutes. He ended up finishing the game with 13 points in 15 minutes and 39 seconds. If anything, besides Patty playing, that was surprising. But I think once you start getting into that third quarter, guys, you start to see Shai starting to heat up. And that 14-point lead chipping down. You're not really seeing the best out of Caleb defensively against Shai. I think they had Haywood in the first half a little bit against Shai. You wasn't really seeing anything like too dynamic, like, okay, well, maybe we can kind of stick with this. I think tonight would have been a great night to kind of get DeLon on the floor to kind of see if he could, you know, possibly cause some disruption, some chaos on Shai. Not stop him, but, you know, kind of slow him down a little bit. But also, too, at the end, and then I pass the ball to Brady, I was kind of surprised that, you know, that we didn't see Jimmy on Shai primarily at the end. Not all game, but at the end, normally, those perimeter guys, you see Jimmy kind of switch out onto them. So I was kind of surprised that we didn't see that.
Yeah, Brady, your thoughts on Patty Mills's first appearance in Miami and then just overall the idea of not going to DeLon. I'm interested to pick your brain there as well.
So I'll start with that part. I was surprised because, number one, I was kind of on last night's show saying that they kind of can open up a rotation spot by doing what they did with playing Jovic as the backup 5, just kind of staggering them, and it looked good, and they can kind of continue to do that with Kevin Love out. The issue with, you know, like Jimmy guarding Shai, let's say, at the end of a game, is when you're playing Terry Rozier, you're kind of forced to put him now on a bigger wing against a team like this. So, like, that's kind of where the problems become, and it's why we had the conversation on the podcast about, like, closing lineups. It's because it becomes tough. It becomes tough to play multiple small guards because of that defensive ability. Because it's not because, okay, they're going to pick on them. The issue is that they have to guard the opposing team's best guard, because if you put your better wing defender on them, now your two guards guarding like a three or a four. So that becomes a problem. And I think we saw that in a game like this. It's why I thought DeLon would be the option, just because of that very reason, because they played Haywood, which is going to be what he's going to do. Haywood's ahead of DeLon in the pecking order. Spo is going to trust Haywood more so. But the issue is, like I just said, like Haywood wasn't able to stick Shea because of that reason, because then these other guys are kind of forced to size up a little bit more and it becomes a problem. So you saw Shea do what he does best. He was able to kind of play in single coverage a lot of the time there. Go at Duncan, go at Terry Rozier, get to his mid-range spots. He was able to fire over the top. So on the side of Patty Mills, not to say like they should have played DeLon and they shouldn't have played Patty, because they probably don't have that big lead if it wasn't for Patty Mills coming in and shooting the way he did. And I just thought, he talk about being ready, coming in and being put in that spot. And I was saying on playback earlier when we were watching the game, Greg, where we were saying, you know, everybody thinks of a point guard coming in and it's like, okay, another guy to take up usage, but it's not really Patty Mills' role. Like, he's really an off-ball player at this stage. And it seemed like a pretty good one with the way he was able to catch, and he has such a quick release, such a quick trigger to be able to get that shot off, that he doesn't even know the system yet, and he was able to get those shots off. And if they were to continue to play him and there's injuries and he gets rotation minutes, they could play him in different spots off handoffs and pin downs and everything to kind of work him off ball. It feels like he could be an asset offensively. He just looked pretty smooth out there. So I thought that was a positive, obviously. But they are going to have to figure out the defensive stuff, because – yeah, it was a 107-100 game, which you'd probably say, yeah, we'll take that defensively. But if you watch the game, there was some slippage. Like, this was a game they could have had. They went over and could have had not only the Bam thing, not only the offensive thing, but there was just too many possessions. You mentioned the offensive rebounding thing, but too many just possessions they just gave away. And that's why I feel like the defensive thing kind of kicked in.
Agree wholeheartedly. There was a guy who kept them in it throughout. We're going to talk about him next as we get into the A aggressive play of the night.
And now it's time for the Insurance by Lynette play of the night, sponsored by insurancebylynette.com and A aggressive insurance agency. You can reach out to our friend Lynette at 954-581-8800. That's 954-581-8800 or insurancebylynette.com. That's insurancebylynette.com with two N's and two T's. Your best play for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, condo insurance, life insurance, or a retirement program. Reach out to Lynette at insurancebylynette.com. Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for Five on the Floor and the Five Reasons Sports Network. We know that the Miami Heat, they're typically pretty careful with their money. They don't overpay for players, kind of keep it in the range. But there have been mistakes. Think back to Hassan Whiteside, James Johnson, Dion Waiters, to name a few. Well, you don't want to make a mistake with your hard-earned cash. You don't want to get a service or a product that's overpriced or underperforms. That's why we recommend Harry's. Harry's razors, I use them. Why do I use them? Because, well, I can't really grow a beard. It takes me forever. It looks ridiculous. So I want to make sure that it's shaved properly, so I look somewhat presentable when I'm going to the Heat games. You can check out Harry's as well. German engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. Customizable delivery options for scheduled refills as low as $2, half of what you pay for the other big brands. And you can get a 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/5. That's right. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/5. Again, that's harrys.com/5 for a $3 trial set.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So I think we actually have two, and they both came from the same player. The guy was just unbelievable tonight. If there's a bright spot for Miami at all, it is Jaime Jaquez Jr., who had a huge game, 25 points, 10 of 13 from the field, three rebounds, three assists, three steals. Brady, your favorite Jaime Jaquez play of the night was?
It was definitely the one in the first half where, like, he was posting up giddy, like in the mid-post, he spins baseline, and he has a help come from the corner. He pump fakes. He goes flying into giddy, like takes two guys out with that pump fake alone. Then it's Chet who also helped down because there's three defenders basically around him. And he finishes over the top of Chet kind of with a little hook over the top where it's like, no, he was clicking. Like he was absolutely clicking. And I kept saying it over and over. And it's not that I have a problem with it. It's just more so that I'm surprised because nothing changed. But like there was not a major change in the rotation where somebody was out and it's like, okay, we're getting Jaime Jaquez the ball tonight. Jimmy's not playing. Let's get Jaime these reps. And it's the same guys playing. And they basically said, we're going to let Jaime usage go up. We're going to give him more reps in the mid post. And I'm a big fan of that. They need to. He has an ability to mismatch Hunt, to play in that range. And there's no reason not to utilize that constantly. There's no reason to just put him out of the 3-point line and use him as a spacer to hit occasional threes. That's not his game. It's just not. So you got to use him in that range. And he was just attacking and getting into the paint and finishing over the top of defenders. The funny thing I always say, like the difference between him and Jimmy, like Jimmy will search out a matchup that he wants and he'll attack it. Jaime's just going to go at whoever's under the net. Like he's just, if Chet's there, he'll take it on up on Chet and he'll try to finish over the top of him. So when he's clicking like that, he's just a momentum guy. Like the team feeds off of that stuff. And in a game where we keep saying they didn't have the paint stuff from Bam, Jaime provided that and provided a little bit of the collapsing on the defense that allowed some of the shots. So great game from him. Like this was one of those things where we may look back at this game and say, okay, this is the game where he really found a rhythm late in the season and is able to kind of catapult off this. Because even when Tyler returns, I really do wholeheartedly believe they need to get this guy reps in that mid post. They cannot go away from it. He's too good in that spot of the floor to not utilize it.
That's so true. And I agree with you there. Cause when we were talking pre-show about his game tonight, you and Eternal both immediately had plays that you could spout out the top of your head. Eternal, your favorite Jaime Jaquez Jr. play. And then also just his, analyze the game in general from him because it was a masterclass from him. I mean, if we're going to pull anything from a loss, it's probably his performance, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I think Jaime just had such a strong, strong first quarter. Came out the gates blazing. He put Shea on his back early in the first quarter and got a score in the paint. And I just think, again, like Brady said, you got to take advantage of him in the mid-range and also in the post, whether you got Tyler on the court or not, or available to play, rather. But I think, you got exactly what you needed out of Jaime tonight to kind of keep the game going. Gave you 25 points by himself off the bench. So he provided most of the scoring outside of Patty Mills off the bench. Outside of them, you didn't really get anything else from your bench. You got 25 from Jaime, 7 from Caleb, 13 from Patty. You didn't get anything from Haywood. But I think just kind of coming out of this game with a positive between last night and tonight, you're kind of seeing Jaime get back to form. So I think that's a really, really good positive. And also to make a correction on something. They did not get a three after the Lou Dort tap out. It was a Jalen Williams. It was a foul by Terry afterwards and then Jalen Williams layup.
Yes, thank you for clarifying that. The Jaime Jaquez stuff, for me, you're right. Like his moves in the mid post it's so intuitive the way that he plays. They got to lean into that more. For a team that struggles to get easy baskets, he figures out a way and fights to get those to become easy baskets, whether he's, you know, turning off of one shoulder or the other. He's super comfortable doing all kinds of stuff that nobody else on the team really gets to. I loved Jaime's game. If there's anything that we're going to take from this other than Patty Mills coming out and showing some three-point shooting skills, I think that Jaime Jaquez Jr. definitely could potentially be finding his rhythm. As we talk about rhythm, we're going to go into the Eric Rubenstein injury report and then get final thoughts from both of these gentlemen.
And now it's time for the official Five on the Floor injury report, sponsored by our friend Eric Rubenstein, the personal injury attorney. Born and raised in Lauderdale, Florida, lives in Miami, went to St. Thomas. He's a South Florida guy and a huge Miami Heat fan. But the important thing is he can help you get your money that you deserve when something happens to you. So reach out to our guy, Eric Rubenstein. Again, ericrubenstein.com, or ask about me. I got you on Instagram. And now, the injury report.
Injury report will be quick. Josh Richardson, don't expect him back anytime soon. Kevin Love, I think that he'll be back relatively soon. He may even be back after this trip, if not shortly thereafter. I know that they're waiting for the soreness to go away for him. And Tyler Hero, we have no updates. It's been really quiet there, so I don't have anything other to say than hopefully they will get him playing soon. Eternal, your final thoughts on tonight's ball game and then looking ahead, obviously, to their next ball game back home.
I think the most interesting thing of the night, Bam only played 30 minutes and 46 seconds. Only had one foul for the game. Nico played 29 minutes, 34 seconds because we finally got Nico 4 quarter minutes. And I feel that's very, very interesting. Besides, you know, the offensive struggles for Bam, for Spo not to play Bam, you know, 36, 37 minutes, because Jimmy played 36 minutes and 59 seconds. He played the most minutes of anybody in the night, so it's just very interesting we didn't see more of Bam tonight. And to kind of follow up, they gave up 60 points in the second half. After giving up 47 in the first. They gave up 60. And this is the second game, obviously, back to back. They've lost after having a lead, because they had a lead in Dallas, had a lead tonight going into the half, and they lost. But going into the Wizards, I expect them to come out very ferocious. There's no other, like, you can't have these type of losses, because it wasn't like you got blown out. You got out hustled, and your defense started to slip, like Brady said. So I think, you know, they'll come out on Sunday against the Wizards, you know, a little bit more focused and ready to kind of get back on track.
Brady, your final thoughts on the Thunder's 107-100 victory over the Miami Heat tonight?
Yeah, I'm honestly going to stick with kind of what Eternal was hinting at. It really comes down to the defense for me. I know we're going to sit here and talk about Bam, which we already did, and he's kind of the guy that needs to turn it back on. Jimmy, I think, still has to hit that second level that he's been hitting in February, toward the end of February. But defensively, I mean, they were the number one defense in February, and that's what turned this whole winning streak into something. Why the reason they turned that whole seven-game losing streak into kind of a positive and made a run in the Eastern Conference is because they were the number one defense in the NBA at that point. I think across March, which I know is not a lot of games, like it's like three or four now at this point, they're like 28th in defense, which – small sample size, but like it just shows what is happening right now. Like, you're just seeing a much worse version of them on that end. That can't happen. You have to be able to figure some stuff out there. I don't know if it's a coverage shift. I don't know if it's kind of getting back to what, because this is the stuff we talked about on that seven game losing streak. Like, is it effort? Is it coverages? They're kind of limited. As much as they have rotational options defensively, they're kind of limited to their coverages at this point with some of the lineups they're running. Because of the stuff I mentioned, like, they can't put certain guys on certain guys because they'll have to size up. They can't switch as much with Bam because then, you know, guys like Duncan or Rozier will be having to switch down on bigger guys. So they're kind of forced to play this blitz game or drop game. It's like one of the two, or zone, obviously. And it's kind of just kind of funneling through those three options. So they really just have to get it back together on that end. And as much as we talk about them not being a good transition team, like they do feed off turnovers still. Like they really thrive off those kill shots of trying to just turn you over, make it in the mud, and try to get opportunities off of that. So they really need to get it back together, I guess, on that end. First off, I mean, in a game like this where you're only making 11 threes, they shot 38%, but like they just need to get that number up, I guess, a little bit, because they can't keep falling into this trap of playing inside the arc. They need to kind of get that ball up a little bit. Duncan obviously had kind of a down game, or he did have a down game. He was still pretty efficient, 3 of 8 from three, but he had 9 points. Like, this kind of shows the thing. And I know now everybody's on Bam's case. So it's like, are you allowed to slip in the fact that this was a game where they could use Tyler a little bit, or am I not allowed to say that? I don't know.
No, you totally are. This shows that they need everybody. They have enough, but they need everyone.
And Tyler actually had the game winner. I just want to say, I think, at OKC last year, which is just funny.
Noted. Oh, what's up?
One more thing. Not only did Jimmy's 3-point streak end tonight after 16 games, his streak of steals.
Oh, you're right.
So to Brady's point about like turnovers and getting out of transition, Jimmy didn't have a steal tonight. Zero steals tonight after having two last night. And also, Brady, kind of just want to throw this back to you. I think this is the first game where you didn't have like a typical Duncan Robinson game, you know, where he didn't, you know, not just shoot well from the floor, but do some other things on the floor. And I think this is the first time that you had that happen.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he didn't shoot a two, which is weird for Duncan Robinson nowadays. This is 2024. This is where Duncan Robinson should have at least 4 or 5 2-point attempts. No, it does. It kind of shows where they're at. Like I felt like he kind of was inefficient to start, and you could kind of tell where the game was going for him a little bit, but 100%. This is kind of a game where I didn't feel like Jaime took the usage from Duncan in some ways. Like they've been leaning on Duncan so heavily in this offense recently, whether if it was scoring or not, whether it was getting to the lane or not, he was playmaking. He just had the ball in his hands so much that this was a game now where they kind of switched roles a little bit, and you were able to see that a little bit. So, I mean, they'll have to try to straighten that out and figure out. I think it's fine that they kind of mix up the usage a little bit and let these different guys operate from different spots. But once again, we're now like pinpointing little things from this game that probably weren't the real deciding factors. There was two main deciding factors. They're two best players that obviously need to be better offensively, and the defense. I'm just going to keep saying it, because Eric Spoelstra is probably in his press conference right now saying the same thing. He's probably not even noting Bam's 1-for-9 night. He's probably just talking about this defense in a 107 point loss.
That's so true. And honestly, these two losses, my level of concern is not high. These are teams fighting for playoff positioning in the Western Conference. We knew this was going to be a tough trip. The ones you can't drop are coming up against Washington. There's going to be a softening of the schedule that I think the Heat are going to need to feast upon. They have a big opportunity to move up in the standings. I think they still sit at 6 after tonight. So plenty to look forward to, but this was a tough stretch, losing to Dallas, now losing to Oklahoma City, coming up short when you have the lead. But ultimately, I think that this will still result in a team that finds its way out of the play-in situation and into a favorable playoff matchup. I'm Greg Sylvander. Thank you to Eternal Bass. Thank you to Brady Hawk. Thank you to our sponsors. We will have you covered for that game. Ethan, Alex, they were both at Rock Esports Gaming Center and Lounge for our party tonight. They had a 2K tournament and watched the game. There'll be more of those coming up. But for now, peace out. And we will have you covered for Miami and who is it again? Detroit?
The Wizards.
Washington, excuse me. We'll have you covered for Miami, Washington at home coming up in the next couple of days. Peace out.
Thank you for listening to the 5 on the Floor on the 5 Reasons Sports Network. After all, someone needs to listen to my dad.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.